Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 34, the Bible says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them the one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." God calls himself our shepherd. That's what Psalm 23, Matthew chapter 25 are all about. And he calls us, the children of God, his sheep. God makes it very clear that we are sheep. That's something that's big, fluffy, and not real smart. We really are like a herd animal in the fact that we follow one another and go to the average Baptist church and people sit in the same place in the same pew every service. God is our shepherd, and he is there to love and protect us and help us be prosperous. God tells us here in Matthew 25 that at the rapture, God is going to separate the sheep, all of us who are saved, from the goats. Those are everyone who is unsaved. This means that we who are saved will get out of here and the lost will stay here on earth. And today I want to focus on one part of this. Goats and sheep are together now. Part of the hard part of living the Christian life is that we sheep spend too much time around the goats. And unfortunately, we now have sheep that are starting to act like goats. God does not want his sheep acting like a bunch of nasty, old, mean, pushy goats. Too many sheep are acting like goats in the average church today. We don't need billy goat Christianity, we need sheep Christianity. Let me ask you a question. Do you act more like a sheep or more like a goat? You know, a Christian cannot lose their salvation. But we can spend so much time around goats that we begin to act like a goat more than acting like a sheep. Let me give you a few thoughts today to help you. Number one, we need to listen to the shepherd, not the false teaching of goats. In Matthew chapter 7, verse number 15, it says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." That means we can be taught bad doctrine by people who aren't sheep. They come in sheep's clothing, but they're not sheep. They may be kind. They may be soft. They may be gentlemen, but they're sending people to hell nicely. They may be suave and intellectual, but people are going to die and go to hell with a big brain. Hollywood is full of goats. By the way, Satanism is known by the goat's head. You see, the devil has the corner market on this goat thing. He gets around the sheep and he tries to get them to become a little bit more like a goat than a sheep. Video games are filled with goats and evil music and evil dress and evil violence. We listen to suave-sounding Bible scholars who are goats and wolves passing as shepherds. If someone's using the wrong Bible, they're not a Bible scholar. If someone is going to go deep into the Word, but they wouldn't walk across the street to tell a lost sinner how to go to heaven, then they're not worth listening to. Well, they have a, a lot of degrees. I know a lot of people with a lot of degrees, but they're going to go to hell where it's even hotter. Well, I believe in medical missions, and I'm for people getting medical treatment on the mission field, but if all we do is fix up their body and delay their time of death, and they die and go to hell without the gospel, what good was it? You see, we're supposed to be sheep, not goats. Number two, lost sheep are following goats, not shepherds. You know, Matthew chapter 10, verse number 6, Matthew chapter 15, verse number 24, God says that we're supposed to preach to them to get them away from the sheep. You know, a lost sheep doesn't need salvation. They're backslidden and need to start following the shepherd. God says, my sheep hear my voice and know me. My sheep follow me. You know, lost sheep are trying to live like a goat. In Psalm 23, the Bible says that the Lord's my shepherd, and it says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. What that means is that sheep goes astray, and he brings it back to the fold, and then the shepherd finds that that sheep has wandered again, and after so many times, that shepherd will pick up that sheep and break its leg, set the bone, and take it and set that sheep down to where he's too vulnerable to get up and wander. It's not because he hates it. It's because he wants to protect it. In the story of the prodigal son, it's amazing to me. When the sheep goes astray, we're not supposed to go seeking lost sheep. That's the shepherd's job, not the sheep's job. Sheep are supposed to stay in the fold and reproduce in the fold. Don't go after lost sheep, my friend, because if you do, you'll become lost yourself. Lost sheep are more likely to face tragedy, hurt, destruction than anyone. Goats look for new fields. Sheep stay content in the fold. Goats want a shepherd with a few rules so they can live the way they want. Sheep need rules because they're not real smart or real strong, and they'll destroy themselves. Number three, we're to learn to listen to the voice of our shepherd. I love John chapter 10. John chapter 10 is just one of the sweetest passages in all the Bible if you really study it. And verse number 14 says, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Down in verse 26 it says, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall neither perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. What a sweet passage. You see, we need to know God's words. Read the Bible. Memorize the Bible. Hear the Bible preached in Sunday school, and Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night church. Learn to take the Bible to others out soul winning. Get involved in getting the gospel out and helping people grow in the Lord. Hey, how about we decide that we're going to follow the shepherd and not the goats? How about we decide we're not going to be like a bunch of old billy goats butting heads all the time, and we'll just humble out and be like sheep that follow the shepherd? We're to be yielded to the Holy Spirit so that we can be led right. Don't listen to stray sheep. Don't listen to goats. Stay close to the shepherd. Hey, let's have a great day today. Let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.